This is a download from the BBC. Hi there, I'm Leah from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Thursday, the 31st of March. Coming up, a space tourism exclusive. Sachin Tendulkar talks about Saturday's cricket final and the world's loudest cat. First, time for a world exclusive. For a lucky few, a sightseeing trip into space will soon become a reality. The BBC's Richard Scott has travelled all the way to the Mojave Desert in America to become the first journalist on the planet to be let into the spaceship. He even met the pilot.
Seeing a new vehicle that will someday be taking commercial passengers into space and allowing the population at large to experience space travel is just tremendously exciting.
Next, 1.21 billion, that's the number of people living in India according to the latest census. That means there are 181 million more people than there were a decade ago. That's more than the population of Pakistan. At the rate India is going, it's set to overtake China as the most populous country within 20 years. The other massive story in India is, of course, the cricket. Fans have been celebrating yesterday's World Cup semi-final victory over Pakistan. Sachin Tendulkar was named man of the match. The star player is only one away from his 100th century for India, but will that be playing on his mind when India plays Sri Lanka on Saturday?
No, it's not about my individual goals. It's about the team's performance and, winning matches. And I would continue to say that in the next match as well. If while doing that, if I get 100, wonderful. But the most important thing is to win.
And for today's question, we want to know who won the last Cricket World Cup. Yesterday, we asked you who Pakistan's Prime Minister is, and the answer is Yousuf Raza Gilani. And before we go, check this out. That's the sound of a cat who hopes to be crowned the world's loudest purrer. Yep, Smokey, who's from England, can reach 73 decibels, 16 times louder than an average cat. Her owners say she drowns out the TV and neighbours mistake the noise for a tumble dryer. Scientists have measured Smokey's purr and sent the results off to see if she's a record breaker. Good luck with that, Smokey. OK, that's all from the World News for Schools team. We just have time to say a big shout-out to all the kids in Grade 3 at the International School of IITA in Ibadan, Nigeria, and Catherine and Alexander, who emailed us all the way from Beijing in China. If you want to email us, the address is cbbcnewsround@bbc.co.uk. Bye for now.